Focus groups between researchers from Edith Cowan University and regional Australians are in full swing, improving fresh and healthy food. The groups have highlighted the need for local governments to play a bigger role in providing the regions with better options for the community, with food action groups. Senior Lecturer of Nutrition and Health Innovation Research at ECU, Dr. Stephanie Godrich, has conducted the focus groups across 11 towns and 8 regions in WA. The WISE contributor from RTR-FM, Danae Gibson, started asking Dr. Godrich how she got involved with the project.
I do a lot of community-involved work across WA's regions where we've been talking to people about what their local food supply or food access challenges are where they live and what do they want to see happen to ensure that there are local solutions to their local problems. And so we were trying to find out what current programs are available to help community members access and use healthy, affordable and good quality food. And we were talking to people about what their vision is for their food secure region. So what can we do to strengthen people's access to that good quality food, which is where the Food Action Group work come in. And that's how we bring people together to look at planning and implementing those local solutions to local food problems.
What are some of the biggest food nutrition challenges you're seeing right now in the communities you work with?
I've been a public health nutritionist for 20 years now, and I have continued to see outside of metropolitan Perth that food can be very expensive. Mm-hmm. It can be poorer quality. Of course, that's not everywhere. But we do also tend to see a proliferation of junk food, so energy-dense, nutrient-poor food, but then limited options in some places for accessing healthy food. And we've also been hearing that food that's grown in some of our regions is transported down to Perth only to be processed or sorted and then transported back to the region of origin and sold at a higher price. But of course, now it's deteriorated in quality. And people are also telling us that their region needs more infrastructure to help them pack and process fresh food. For example, abattoirs or fruit and vegetable warehouses, those kinds of support infrastructure. But then we're also being told by people that nutrition knowledge and cooking skills are sometimes being lost. And so communities tell us that they want more programs that support them to learn more about where their food comes from and how to prepare it and store it in their homes.
And your work often sits at the intersection of research and real world action. Can you share an example of how your research has led to practical change on the ground?
Yes, well, one example through our work out in the regions is our food community project, which was funded by Healthway. And we had been scoping all the different food initiatives that are out there that support people to get food or to be able to utilise it. Mm-hmm. And people have told us, well, we got an inquiry really from a remote hospital dietitian saying they were concerned that one of their patients or some of their patients were being discharged, but they needed some visual resources of where they could get food from. Right. So food relief, for example. So as a result, our team then quickly prepared these visual maps that have a map with pin drops of actual streets and where people can get food from in their town. And that gained traction very quickly across the state and have been developed from the regions all across our state.
What role does policy and systems play in shaping people's access to healthy food?
Well, we know policy does have a huge impact at all levels of government. And one example at a local government level is that they can include strategies to improve healthy food access and utilisation in their public health plans, which they're required to develop by June this year.
Right.
So they could also include actions in their strategic community plans, but that might look like supporting cooking and nutrition programs or helping to, say, plant edible plants and trees in verges so that people have another opportunity to access healthy food there. But we also see at the state government level, there are different frameworks, like the Department of Health has a health promotion strategic framework that refers to food or healthy food environments.
sometimes government takes a little while to catch up with local action. Can you tell us some more about that consultation for the federal strategy? When can we expect something there?
Well, I think people can absolutely look to the Department of Agriculture, Forestry mm-hmm. and Fisheries website. They do have information there, so people can check that out to see when they might be promoting those consultations. But I would definitely encourage people to try to get involved where they can, because it's so important that community members do get involved with supporting these types of processes.
Dr. Stephanie Godrich from ECU speaking with RTR FM's Danae Gibson.